A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you. For the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it would be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Sent out by twos so that they would have some accountability and support from one another. Sent out to do what? To heal, to proclaim, to witness what they have seen, that they now have met someone who is the Messiah, and that with him comes a new kingdom, a new reign of God, which is now in their midst. How does that affect us? Why does that affect us? We are the descendants of these 72. There's no mention of them being ordained persons, no mention of their gender, no mention of their various talents and occupations. I think that's on purpose, so that we can be the ones to fill in the blanks by our own selves. The call to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ is a universal one for all who are believers. We come together in that mystical body called the church, and we have a corporative responsibility to proclaim the reign of Jesus Christ. Without this proclamation, the church has no reason for existing. It is a club of convenience if this does not happen, a gathering of like-minded individuals to kind of circle the wagons and enjoy and savor the goodness. Now, that's not bad when it happens, but if it excludes the other most vital aspect of what the church is all about, then it is a tragedy. a tragedy, because the proclamation of the gospel brings life into the world, and without it, we are spiritually dead. We are bound for destruction without Jesus Christ. That may seem a little harsh, or that most solemn judgment of the world, judgmental, paradoxically, but nevertheless, it's the truth. It's the truth that Jesus Christ must be proclaimed for the salvation of the world. If this does not happen, then many will be lost, including those who are responsible, who have been given the gift, the great joy of the church, the reception of the body and blood and soul and divinity of Jesus in the sacrament of the Eucharist, and all the other things that come, all the many blessings, all the joys and beauty of the holy men and women of the church. They are ours, not by right, but by donation. And we are all indeed unworthy. And we must likewise go out, as did these early people, and proclaim the life that God has given us. We will be judged if we do not. We will lose what we have if we clasp it to ourselves and do not share it with others. The sending of the 72. Now there are 72 million times 1,000 to be sent. Are we quiet? Are we still? Are we complacent? Make no doubt about it. We will be judged for our stillness, our quietness, and our complacency. Go out into the world. Enjoy what you have here, but do not hold it tightly. Bring many into the table of the Lord, for he desires it. And if we follow him, his desires must be ours as well. Amen.